The show you're about to listen to, or watch if you're watching the video stream, may contain material you may find inappropriate. Listener and viewer, discretion is advised.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Long time no see! Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see!
Long time no see! Long time no see!
How long is this gonna go on? Yeah!
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org, also streaming live on radio.
I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Oh boy! It's that time of the week again, where I basically just stammer around my words and screw things up. For at least an hour, general trend the show's been doing lately. This is RSN Live, I'm your host, Voice. Spinnick will not be here tonight. It's gonna be a train wreck, don't worry. Yeah. Apparently people have lives? Didn't know that. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm still trying to get things going here. I'm weird. I'm weird like that. I don't have these things set up. Well, I mean, it's a live show. I mean, why would it be set up? It's not how it works. Anyways, since this is a live show, we actually have some options for you if you want to get involved with the show. Those options being, you can either go to... Thanks for muting the video stream. I didn't mute the video stream, did I? What? Hold on 1 second. I didn't mute it. Oh! Look, I had to add... Is that working? No, that's not working. I had to make a custom page because of Spinnick not being here, and I had completely deleted the old setup for RSN Live. It's kind of weird. Again, that shows you how long it's been since I've done a single show like this. Also, I have to drink water because I have to be somewhere tonight, so I can't be drinking and driving. I'm a responsible driver, drinker, person. Woohoo! Anyways, like I was saying, if you want to get involved in the show, you certainly can, if you wish. Your options are going to be IRC, Mumble, Twitter, stuff like that. You know, there's options. So if you want to get on the IRC, what I should really do is tell you to go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org/participate. That will give you a rundown of all the options you have, but you might not be willing to do that. So, if you just want to hear me babble on, the IRC options are going to be irc.randomsonicnet.org. You can join RSN, or you could go to irc.surrealchat.net and join Radio Sega or Sonic Stadium. That's where I generally am at this point in time. Or you get into... What? What are we saying damn for? What? Oh, did I forget to hold on 1 second. I was forgetting something. Is this not hooked? No, it's hooked in there. Okay, everything's good. You can get on Mumble. Mumble is basically just IRC for, people who just want to speak. I know it was muted for the first... I I explained the CTR, if you were listening, which you clearly weren't because you weren't able to. Because it's been so long since I've done a show without Spinnick, and it's been a couple of reinstalls of OBS since then, I did not have a scene set up for just this camera. So, because I rely on jack audio, I forgot to put the jack input into sources, so there's, you know, stuff. There's stuff going on. Oh, yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later. But if you want to get on Mumble, you just go to... First, you got to install a Mumble client. It really doesn't take that much. It shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes to set up Mumble. Especially following the wizard. A real simple system. And then if you go on to the participate page, it gives you the address to get to, the port, all that fun stuff. Make sure you right-click on RSN Live and then join channel. That's how you get in here. And by default, you're going to be muted. Since I'm the Uber Mesh, the guy who controls who can and cannot speak in that show channel. Anywhere else, you can. I guess it's really up to whoever's running what channel on that Mumble server. Mumble. Yeah, so there's that option, or if you just want to do the Twitter option, hashtag RSN underscore live, you could do that too. We'll see what we get. Stuff. Most likely. And since we're doing basically a throwback Thursday here, how about we actually play some music to get started while I figure out how I'm going to steer this train wreck. Which it still is. Don't worry about that. It's still a train wreck. Yeah. I probably should have had this folder open. Where is it? I think it's here. Yeah, we're gonna go with some different stuff for now. Where we got? That one's okay. Here and what else we got? Going through. Yeah, it's kind of silent. See what happens when there's not a lot of people talking? The show gets really boring really quick. We'll find something. Oh, there was some random shouting.
What?
Yeah, that.
No, there's cars.
Cars?
I'm on the road.
Oh, you're on the road. That's... I have no idea what's gonna happen. Maybe we'll get a car wreck. I don't know. Fuck it, we'll just go with this. Alright. This is RSN Live. I'll be back shortly and we'll talk about some things, I guess. Oh shit, we're back. Yeah, ours and live. Your host, voice, and people that are in the mumbles. Hold on one second, I gotta unmute myself. Okay. So, what is the big topic this week? Well, there was a whole Nintendo thing, which I think is funny as hell. As I was saying earlier, I find it insanely amusing how, you know, Sega has been able to escape unscathed from the SJW menace that's going on right now online. So, long story short, you may have heard of it, you may not. This particular person goes by the name Allison Rapp. Basically did everything you're not supposed to do as a PR representative of a major international company. So, what do we got? We got, she was insulting the clientele. I'm literally raping her by saying her name. Literally rape. So, insulting the clientele. Let's see. The big red flag for a lot of people is, she claimed it was just her college thesis, but people have found tweets to the contrary. Apparently, she is a pretty vocal proponent of repealing laws against, I don't know. Okay. Apparently, I'm going to prefix this with apparently. It is strongly, like, against condemning pedophilia. So, that's strike two. That's like two and three, just because she's working for a company that, well, was working for a company that caters towards children. Yeah, how do you do that?
Oh dear.
Not expect that to eventually come back and bite you in the ass. The reason Nintendo actually let her go, apparently, is because she was... What? Do you think I'm dumb, sir? First off, you can't even get the URL for Meatspin correctly. God damn it, you suck at trolling. Third time's the time. Oh, this happens every other week, and of course this would happen if Spinnick's not here. We got a troll.
Again.
This time he's calling himself Young Metro. He is the edgiest of the edgy. Can't get meat spin right. Anyways, so they let her go because she apparently violated some internal company policy regarding moonlighting? I don't know. That, yeah, I would have to do a lot more research into. That's just what Nintendo said, that she violated some internal company policy. And, of course, the SJW community is fucking livid right now at Nintendo. There's a developer, or like an indie dev, that was like, we were gonna make a Wii U game, now we're not. And then everyone went,
burn.
And? Like, nobody knew of this game before this guy even opened his mouth, so... Yes, Sonic is for kids. You're very smart. Smart one. Oh, by the way, I am paying attention to the IRC, in case you haven't noticed. So that whole hullabaloo is going on. And even better, before Nintendo made their statement about this, like, I think it was Polygon? It was like, oh, this is Gamergate's doing. Gamergate! And then Nintendo comes out and is like, she violated an internal company policy, that's why we let her go. And then they're like, Gamergate!
The policy regarding not misrepresenting the company, perhaps?
Well, here's the other thing. Apparently, her Fuck, I forgot the word already. Night. Mooning.
Moonlighting?
Moonlighting, that's the word. I'm not even drinking and I'm fucking this up. apparently she was moonlighting as a model. Like, a NSFW model. While holding Nintendo peripherals.
I see.
Again, she got herself fired. When you put that shit out on the internet, people have to realize what you say and do on the internet. I know this. I'm fully aware of what I'm saying is being recorded because I'm the one recording it. It's going to get put online. And where's Spinnick? Spinnick's not here right now. Can I take a message? He's doing something. I don't know. Ah, he left.
Aw, what a shame.
I know. No, that wasn't Chad. It's this guy who has this unhealthy obsession with, you know, Spinnick. No, it's not. It was not Chad because Rogers is a Canadian ISP. That's what it is. So, anyways, like I was saying, so did stupid shit, got caught, got burnt. That's what happens. Oh, my phone's buzzing. What's this? I got a Twitter message. Yeah. Wow, that's really late. Why? I don't fucking know what this thing's doing anymore. It's buzzing for things that have already transgressed. Anyways, so yeah, said stupid shit, did it online, did it very publicly, and you know, it's when you're a marketing person for a major international corporation, you can't do stupid shit like that without getting blown the fuck out, which is what happened here. And as much as people want to say that this was Gamergate's doing, that Gamergate personally filled out the termination notice and filed it and all that shit, no, this is just straight up being dumb and ignorant on her part and just being stupid and using the company's name to do so. That's what it is. That's somebody said this, like, somebody summed this up perfectly. You never mix your personal and business life together. This is why. Probably wouldn't have been a big deal if she had just kept the two separate. Anywho, so that's over and done with. What else have we got going on?
You say it's over and done with, but I'm sure someone's going to be getting harassed on Twitter for a couple weeks.
Oh, there's like some attempt to boycott Nintendo going on right now. It's dumb. And this is coming from someone who hates Nintendo. Realize this.
I can confirm this.
Nintendo has to fire the whole treehouse. I don't think that'll happen. Don't worry, she'll get her Patreon bucks. She'll get that.
Oh god.
Well, it's true. That's the natural progression for an SJW. They do something fucking stupid online, very publicly, get burned for it, cry that they're the victim, and then people throw their money at them. Sega wishes that they could have this model work for them. Speaking of Sega, they just recently announced that Sonic 2 and Sonic CD is available for Apple TV. So there you go, Sega releasing for another platform that no one has. Way to go. It's like it's the Ouya all over again.
I don't think I know a single person who has an Apple TV.
I don't either. Who has an Apple TV? If you are listening and you have an Apple TV, let me know. Because I know more people who have Linux boxes than Apple TVs. I know it's iOS. But I don't know. Sega's weird. Sega, look at, let's put it this way. Sega stands to make a lot of money if they play their cards right. But they don't. They don't play their cards right. They're the guy that, it's like that Family Guy joke where it's like playing blackjack and it's like 18, hit me. 20, hit me. 21, hit me. That's Sega. So, I don't know what's going to happen with that. And then somebody keeps claiming, I keep hearing, well, again, I don't visit any of the news sites. I just visit IRC channels because IRC is apparently what I do. Anyways, so I keep hearing rumblings about Sonic Adventure 3. It's not going to happen, but, you know, people keep talking about it for some reason. Like, it's going to happen. Like Sega's going to suddenly, like, I don't know.
Just reboot it because people are vocal about it.
Everyone died. We're starting over. And we have to get rid of all the echidnas. Knuckles doesn't happen anymore. Knuckles is busy being harassed for his dreads at San Francisco State University.
Oh, yes.
That is such a dumb video. Have you seen that video yet?
I saw the Twitter post. I didn't see the video.
So, long story short. Long story short, a YouTube video popped up because there was an altercation at college where some black chick was cornering some white dude that had dreads and was accusing him of cultural appropriation for having dreads. And every time he tried to walk away, she just kept grabbing him and pulling him back. I don't know. She claims that dreads are exclusive to blacks, I guess, is what was going on here. It gets even better because after the dude with the dreads gets away, she looks at the guy that has the cameras like, "What are you recording this for?" "For our safety." And then she lunges at him for the camera. It's hilarious. And I don't know what else became of that because I haven't been following that. All I know is that Twitter post is just referencing it. In case anyone is wondering, it's a picture of Knuckles.
Yeah. Only in San Francisco.
Only in San Francisco. We need to play that... we aren't worried about copyright infringement here. We should play that San Francisco song from the 60s.
Are we worried about copyright infringement here?
Are we? That's a good question.
We play Sonic music.
We play Sonic music, but that's because Sega is, you know, they're like, oh shit, there's a Sonic fan left. We gotta keep that. And sometimes I have to ask myself why, because, I mean, I haven't bought a Sonic game since Generations, and even then I don't play it much anymore because they don't have enough platform to play on.
Need a VM.
I need a motherboard that properly implements VFIO or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yep.
Because I've tried that, but apparently my motherboard sucks, and it combines all the PCI Express slots into one bus. So I can't separate it for some reason. It's weird.
Yeah, I think that's a common problem.
It is. It is a common problem, and I don't think I'll be able to fix it any time soon. Sigh. Someone got K-lined. Someone took a trip on the K-line train.
Where?
Freenode. The nodes are free.
Ah.
Let's see, what other news is there? What other dumb news is there? Let's see. I know Microsoft is, like, partnering with Canonical or Mechanical, or whatever the fuck you call it. The guys who make Ubuntu to bring Bash to Windows. Why you would want to do that is beyond me. I mean, Windows is such a shitty operating system to begin with. I don't see a point to it.
And Cygwin exists already.
What's up?
Cygwin exists already.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's been a while since I... Let's put it this way, the last time I used that, I was on dial-up, so it took 12 hours for it to download.
Oh, well, yeah.
Back in the day. And then I downloaded...
Just don't use the Waterloo CS Club mirror and you'll be fine.
Why? Is that, like, the one it defaults everyone to?
No, it's just one that it's one in Canada, and you'd think it would be fast because it's the Waterloo Computer Science Club, but it's actually capped to 1 megabyte if you're lucky.
Yay! What else? I think that's about it for news. That's relevant to the show, I should say. Unless you want me to talk about the fact that I got a solid-state drive as the main drive for this desktop now, which is fucking amazing!
Have one already?
I had one, but Windows was on it. And it was only 200 and... I think like 46 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a 960.
Oh, wow.
The price is coming down. Let's put it this way.
Yes.
This drive that I just installed is, cheaper than the old 240. I think I paid like
really
for that.
Oh,
way back when. I still have the box for the new one. Yeah, I got a lot of shit on this desk. I really need to clean this up. I think that does it for the news portion of this. So we'll go ahead and I guess more music. When in doubt, just throw music at it and see how it sticks. So, I mean...
Makes sense.
I won't be doing a jig. No jigs. Let's see. Well, it's been a while since I've played this, and it's super fucking long, so we'll do it anyways. Let's get some dubstep in here. Just so long. Alright, this is Voice Arson Live. quiet for a little bit because that MP3 is a little bit wonky. Yeah, for some reason I have an MP3. I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, so we're back. And I believe that means it's time to try to find a fan fiction to read. So, if you want to bear with me for a second here, I kind of had some ideas about to go after, and I think I might just go lazy and see what we got here. Stopping a bank robbery. No. Let's see, we got a high school drama. This might end up being a short show tonight. Has anyone got suggestions? Anyone at all?
Nah, I don't.
Let's see. It'd be kind of shitty if I did this without a fan fiction. We'll just fucking pick this one. I don't care. It's probably gonna be a shitty fan fiction. That one's in Spanish. I don't know Spanish.
I know Spanish.
Yeah, there's a lot of languages.
Hello. Let's see. We got OC. Fine, I guess we're gonna do Shadow the Hedgehog in a high school drama. It's 3 chapters. Sorry, 6 chapters. I don't know. It's gonna be... I don't know. Fine, fuck it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do this. We're gonna read. I guess that's like the whole point, right? Read these weird fan fictions. So give me 1 second. Cut this over and do this.
The following segment may contain some inappropriate content for some listeners. You now have 12 seconds to tune out. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Alright, that was weird. It kind of froze up for a second. I guess tonight's fanfiction is going to be Shadow the Hedgehog in a High School Drama, written by Crispina the Derp. And our weird summary of this is Shadow the Hedgehog is a senior high school who is known to be a badass. He is a senior high school who is known to be a badass. He is a high school.
I knew it.
He's a high school. He's the ultimate high school. Let's see. And rumor to be the boyfriend of a popular girl. Gee, I wonder who that could be based on the image I'm looking at here. he then meets a foreign girl who is being picked on by other girls. A friendship is born, which soon becomes more unless a certain popular girl sabotages their blooming romance. Heredity. But strong language will be addressed in later chapters. I don't know, I feel like this is like the most common fanfiction type here. Like these high school dramas. Is this like...
High schools?
Yeah, am I missing something? Is there like a reason for this?
It's always schools. Don't know why, it just is.
It provides a good foundation, I guess. Good in quotes.
Perhaps.
Easy.
This might not work too well, because it's got French in it. Fine, fuck it, we're not doing this one. I don't do other languages. I ruin them. Fine.
Too bad we don't have Spinnick.
Well, Spinnick's apparently out having a life.
That's weird.
Yeah, I probably should have read these. Let's see. Sonic's Ultimate Harem? Harem?
Ultimate Harem?
Ultimate. Wow, this is all just one chapter, too. And it's, like, 90% in caps.
Who's the best?
I guess we're reading that. What's a Sonic's ultimate harem is what this is titled. Let's see. Sonic, Shadow, and Amy find out about Sonic's ultimate harem. Harem? Am I pronouncing that right? I don't know. And they go on the quest to track down the author of the fanfic. let's see. One second. I'm just taking stock of everything here before we get into the music. There we go. Yes, I can finally go to sleep. Sonic cheered quietly to himself as he got ready to go to had a long day of adventuring. He was tired and was ready to go to sleep until, knock, 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 the assaulted door roared. Knock, knock, it's Knuckles. No, that's not what it says. If I just ignore whoever's at the door, they'll leave. Sonic thought. You thought wrong, motherfucker. Knock, 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 knock. The attacked door screamed even louder this time. The door is being raped. Literally rape. Just gotta ignore it, Sonic, he told himself. Knock, 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 knock. The door yelled, getting louder with each knock. Sonic, open the damn door, yelled Sonic's housemate, Shadow. Fine. Sonic grunted as he lazily opened the door to reveal Amy Rose! Hi, Sonic! You miss me? No. Oh, I see you're playing hard to get. Wink, wink. Anyways, I have something really, really super important to show you. Oh god, no. What is it? Shadow asks, somehow already downstairs. It's this fanfic! Sonic's ultimate word I'm probably butchering harem, Amy said as she pulled out her laptop because she suddenly has a laptop. Bet you it's an Apple. Bet you it's a MacBook. It's got it. Showing the two roommates said fanfic. What's a Sonic's ultimate harem? Sonic and Shadow asked in unison. It's this fucking shitty fanfic where you cheat on me with a bunch of sluts and you don't even use a condom, she roared angrily. It can't be that bad, Sonic said, trying to be optimistic. Yeah, let's read it at first, then review it. 226 chapters later. Wow, that was shocking, to say the least. It was good, but they should have made the fanfic Shadow's Ultimate Harem. Are you kidding me? That was shit. First, the grammar sucks. Second, you talk in a weird fashion, overcomplicating everything you say when you could just simplify it. Third, every chapter is the same shit over and over again, just with a different character. Fourth, the sex scenes suck. Fifth, Sonic, way too overpowered and having too many elemental forms. Sixth, well, this is a long list of complaints. The so-called comedy is unoriginal and just plain boring. Seventh, the story is just plain disgusting because it's bestiality. It's basically Sonic 06 over again. Eighth, nobody hates Sonic and he's overly praised. I mean, God, it's like they worship him. Ninth, you're way too young in this fanfic. I mean, good God, Sonic is having sex at age 17. That's legal in this state, by the way. I mean, you could have at least make Sonic 21 at the very least. And finally, it's not a Son Amy fanfic, Amy ranted loudly. God, this is going to be a really, really painful fanfiction. Come on, Amy, Sonic reasoned. The fanfic isn't that bad, and besides, there are fanfics that are way worse than this one. Really? Questioned Amy and Shadow. What kind of fanfics are worse than this one? Simple Son Amy fanfictions? Sonic proudly answered, a smug grin on his face. One trip to the hospital later. Okay, guys, this is what we're going to do, Amy instructed. We are going to track down the author of this piece of shit and kick his or her ass. Yeah, agreed Shadow, who forgot a quotation mark. Then we'll kidnap him or her and only set him free if he or she deletes the fanfic and makes Shadow's ultimate harem, I don't know, the ultimate life form continued. Or we could just go to his or her house and discuss about our complaints about the fanfic and give the author advice on how to make his or her fanfic better, Sonic suggested. Humph. Harumph-a-humph. Look, you know, I understand that Sonic's a shitlord, alright? It's his thing. Let's see, where was I? Please, why would we do that when we already have a genius plan? Maybe because your so-called genius could land us in jail. Shut up, both of you, Amy yelled. Finally, we got, like, a description of who's talking. We don't have time for this. We have to locate the author. Yes, but how are we going to do that if we don't have a vehicle? Shadow retorted. Don't worry, we can go in my car, Sonic offered. You have a car? Amy and Shadow questioned. Yeah, I got it pretty recently. Wait, why do you have a car? Because Mickey's won't let me order through their drive-thru without a car. I chose this. So let me get this straight. You spent thousands of dollars on a car just so you can order a $1 burger. Hey, that burger was delicious and totally worth it. Sonic defended. Shut up, both of you, Amy repeated, because we're unoriginal. Let's just get Sonic's car and locate the author. One traveling montage later. I gotta have a montage. Okay. This is it, guys, said Shadow. Little Knuckles Mansion? Huh? What? I don't know. Wow, I gotta admit, it looks pretty good, Amy confessed. Come on, guys, let's go, Sonic confessed. What? Confessed. As they rushed to the porch, and Shadow knocked. Soon after a while, the door opened to reveal Little Knuckles. Hello, sir. I am Sonic, and these are my friends, Amy and Shadow. I'm not your friend, Shadow informed. Anyways, me and my colleagues have recently read your fanfic, Sonic's Ultimate Harem, and we think the fanfic is good. It sucks, Amy yelled. Anyways, me and my colleagues would like to discuss with you about our complaints and what we think you should do to better the fanfic, so can me and my friends please come in? Nope, replied the fanfiction writer. What? Why? Because your friends want to kill me. It's true. I mean, Shadow was, you know, polishing his pistol and Amy was checking the status of her hammer. I mean, come on. It's violence. Sonic turned around, and true to the author's statement, Amy and Shadow were armed and ready to kill. Shadow had a potato sack in one hand and a gun in the other. Amy had her signature hammer in one hand and a lightsaber in another. What? I don't know. Oh, Sonic nervously chuckled. Well, can we at least discuss it? Security, make my guest leave the perimeter. Little Knuckles ordered through a walkie-talkie, and an army of security guards armed with weapons came and surrounded Little Knuckles, protecting him. Damn it, now we are. How are we gonna kill him? Amy questioned angrily. Simple. We kill the Batman. Simple. We kill his little army, then we kidnap him and force him to make Shadow's ultimate harem. Well, guys, if we're probably going to die, I want to two guys to know that I hate you guys, Lana confessed. I hate you too. I always thought of you as a pussy-ass bitch who was nothing but a goody-two-shoes, confessed Shadow. I love you, Sonic, you, confessed Amy. I don't feel the same way, replied Sonic, still sobbing. Because apparently he's crying now. Well, let's start the war, suggested Sonic as he and the others took a deep breath and worked. Screw Olsen Bolt, where the blue flame vault. Okay. Then the war began. What? I think it just repeats itself for some reason. Yeah, it does. It repeats itself. Okay. Yeah, that was actually the end of the fan fiction. It's just for some reason the guy hit copy and paste twice. I have no idea why. Hey, you know what? I have the perfect song for this. Hold on.
Some sort of funeral dirge or something?
It turns out that Serious Sam doesn't really do any kind of protection on their game files. And one of their songs is just called War. So I'm gonna do that because reasons. We'll go with that. How about that? That sounds like it. It's only 2.5 minutes. It's not gonna be that long. I'm somehow burping while I've only been drinking water. That doesn't make sense. Okay, well, this is Voice, and RSM Live and shit, and I will be back shortly.
Whoa!
Done. Hold on, let me unmute myself. There.
I guess.
What?
Spy.
Hi.
We're talking about CSS and DevTools.
Why? Why? Is there even really a reason to try when it comes to CSS?
Because, I don't know.
CSS is awesome!
CSS?
Oh yeah, that's it.
Yes, yes. So, I was just looking over the reviews of this fanfic, and, oh, man. So, like, there's, like, one really short review, and then there's, like, a wall of text.
Great.
Are they favorable, at least? What the hell is that?
That on that radio.
Oh, wow, he's here.
He's our live reporter on the scene.
Yeah. Currently on streetcar. It's
streetcar.
Yeah, streetcar.
Streetcar.
Very streetcar. Streetcar, original the name, don't steal.
You just missed the fan fiction.
Oh, we started early, I guess.
It was a work of art.
Early, it's 7 o'clock.
We usually start at 7.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not much going on. I mean, a lot of people are quiet, and I realized something which I will mention later. Just know certain people have been being naughty, and they have some explaining to do.
Oh.
Yes.
I can't go into detail because that might make certain people unhappy.
Okay. We don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Look, I'm an asshole. I'm not a full raging asshole.
Well, my computer's on the home, so if you send me a message on IRC in private, then I'll get him on the home.
He's never coming home. You're gonna get stabbed.
No, don't do that. Don't say that. No. Guardian is not the world.
I'm sorry. It's Toronto. I guess it should be the safest city in Canada. Because
no.
They haven't rioted like Montreal or Vancouver.
Yeah. Is there a game tonight?
It's what?
Is there a game tonight? Like a Leaf game? I feel like, it might happen.
I couldn't tell you. The other thing is, I'm not allowed to drink tonight, so this is kind of making the show really boring.
Wait, why aren't you allowed?
Why? Because I have to pick somebody up later tonight.
Oh, so it's not somebody enforcing certain rules upon some people?
No.
Or something like that?
It's quite literally, I prefer to not drink and drive. Yeah, the Leafs are playing right now, actually. 15-24 in the second period. And
what?
They are losing 0-2.
That sounds about right.
It's what they do.
And all was right with the world.
Standings. What are the standings? League! Give me some league stats. Oh, wow, they dropped.
Well, hey, listen. People love the Leafs.
I can barely hear you, by the way, Spinnick.
Huh? What?
Your BlackBerry is being disappointed.
It's my fantastic new BlackBerry headphones that I just took out of the package today.
Oh. It's very muffled.
I see.
Oh, just so you know, your buddy came in the IRC again.
Oh, good to know.
He left when he found out you weren't here.
Oh. Well then. Awesome. Where are you going to get back?
You have a fan. Only comes here for the fucking Spinnick. And as soon as he finds out Spinnick's not here, he's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you know how that makes me feel?
I don't know.
Next stop, Thassos.
I don't know.
Apparently, you're
Thassos?
No, Toronto Western Hospital.
I have no comment.
How come we heard that so much better than your voice?
I know, right?
Oh, that makes the microphone's up at the top. I'm just using the mic in my headphones. It's good to know. Okay. I'm just checking in. Just making sure we're okay.
All just power.
Everything's fine. We're all good. You know, no one's dead or anything yet.
What about Rax? Where is he?
He refused to come. I do know why he's not there. He didn't want to go because, quote, the voice will make him be spinning, unquote.
But see, he didn't have to be because Spinnick's here now.
All is good in the world.
So, Rax, you're fucking missing out. He doesn't care. He's definitely playing his spades. Hold on, we'll confirm this with the use of logging into Steam. Steam! Oh no, things are downloading again. No downloading. Oh. Why the f- Payday. Payday 2. 2.1 gig download. Oh boy.
Tell me about it.
Let's see. Where's my friends list? I don't know. He's not doing online gaming. View Steam profile. Because I know that's Rax. It says it's online. To start, I guess.
I mean,
apparently,
yeah, sure.
Hero Pants is an achievement. Hero Pants.
Okay, I'll stop getting close, so I'll talk to you later.
Alright. You know what? I'm probably gonna end up ending this show early anyways, because I really don't think there's anything else going on.
Well, don't forget to message me those things on NRC so I can get them when I'm back.
I did. I sent you a perfectly A-okay.
Sure you're not drunk? You sound a little tipsy.
I'm not drunk! Oh my... Unless the city is putting alcohol in the water, which wouldn't surprise me if they did.
It'd be great.
That'd be expensive.
That's how we keep happy. Keep them drunk.
Anyways, I'll talk to
you. You do that there.
Yeah, bud.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I don't know, unless people have other things to talk about, because I have nothing.
I'm loading the dishwasher.
It's extreme shit we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, yeah, like I said, I think I'm going to call it an early show. Just because there's some other things that are on my mind. So, yeah! Let me find an ending song. Find one. Let's see. Fuck it, we'll play this again. Alright. This has been RSM Live, the short edition. We'll probably figure out what we're doing next week. Like I said, everything's kind of up in the air right now, so yeah. Until next week.
There's nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
You hear that, Tupac? You've made a friend.
Yeah!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.